Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi guys, welcome to Not Your Typical with me, Not Your Typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. I'm introing out this podcast because this is a little bit different than the episodes I normally put out into the world. And I say that because not that it was like a ranting episode, but I was definitely not in like the best headspace. And I was just kind of struggling with self-love this week, which is so normal. And I always have to remind myself that it's okay not to always be in this like super positive self-love mood, because that's just not reality. So I actually really like today's episode, especially if you are struggling with anything like that and you just need like a friend or someone to kind of say the thoughts that maybe you've been thinking or just make you realize things that maybe you wouldn't on your own. And I feel like we've all been there where we're just like doing something that we know isn't good for us. For me, it's negative self-talk, and I can spiral myself down this negative self-talk hole and keep going and keep going, and it's just going to keep getting worse. Or we could actually take action and control of our own lives and put ourselves first and do the things that will help and actually maybe move you more towards a positive mindset. So I'm going to share with you guys today all of my little self-love habits. And I say little because self-love is such a huge, like, deep topic. But for me, at least, the little habits are the things that help with self-love. And they're really only things that you can do with yourself, which is actually a good thing because it's like you don't have to rely on anyone else. You can literally start doing these habits today. So that's what we're talking about today. But I'm getting way ahead of myself. I want to talk about my not so typical obsession of the week, which is change, which is crazy coming from me considering the fact that I literally live the most routine life that anyone has ever seen in their entire lives. I wake up at the same time every day. I pretty much do the exact same thing every single day. I drink the same coffee. I wear the same outfits. I wear my hair the same way. And I have fully practiced change this week, and it has been so amazing, the outcome. So for starters, you guys heard in my last episode, I went to San Diego with my boyfriend, and we don't love traveling. Well, he does. I don't love traveling because I just don't love to get thrown out of my routine. It's hard for me to like fall asleep in a different bed. It's hard for me to get my work done because I'll like forget a cord at home. You know, I just don't like to be put in situations that are different. But we went to San Diego and it was the best trip. So obviously good things come from change. So I have to get used to change. And then another thing is that I literally cut my hair. And to be honest, I wasn't really planning on cutting it as short as I did. Which I know I'm being annoying, like my hair is definitely not short, but for me it is pretty short. And if you've seen it on Instagram, you know that it is definitely a drastic change. It is so cute, but I did struggle with it at first because it was such a huge change and I was like having hair regret, which I think is normal when you do like a huge drastic change. But in the end, like a week later, I'm like, okay, I actually really, really love it. And well, it's not been a week, but a few days later. And I really like it, but I just struggle with change. Like even that first like 2 days, I couldn't vlog. I didn't like whip out my camera. I didn't post on Instagram, TikTok. I just had to like take a day to chill because I was in this negative mindset, which I was already in. And I thought getting my hair done would help it, but it kind of pushed me further down this like rabbit hole. And that's when I started recording this episode. So you'll hear that today. Definitely not in like the normal happy mood, but that is normal to not always be in this happy mood. Like we're people and we're always just in different moods. Like today, I'm definitely a little bit more emotional and nitpicky at myself, aware of the things that I'm doing that aren't good for me. And I just think it's a good add to my podcast because usually you guys come to my episodes and you get this super motivated, positive person when it's okay to not be like that all the time. And I think that's so important to share on social media. So I think you guys are really going to like this episode. My word of the week this week, it's going to be reset. And the reason I feel that way is because it's the beginning of the month. I love a fresh start, beginning of the month. We all know this. I love to like reset my entire apartment, clean, do our sheets, meal prep food in the fridge, just everything, go through my closet, go through my finances. I'm such a reset person. So since this is my first week home in March, I'm not starting exactly on the first just because we were on a trip, but I am going to be resetting. I'm also going to film the whole thing for YouTube because I love watching reset videos. I don't know if you guys do too. Well, I think you guys do because some of my comments will like reassure me when I post those videos, but I like reset videos are my favorite like niche on YouTube. I could just like put them on and clean for hours and they're so motivating. So I'm going to film that this week. And yeah, just that's the word for the week this week is reset. And just to kind of get myself started for the month, set myself up for success. That's like my favorite saying in the world. But let's get into today's episode. If you guys aren't yet, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, my TikTok, my YouTube channel. And also don't forget to rate this podcast and leave a review. But let's get into it. I'm very excited yet a little bit nervous for today's episode. It's a little bit different than what I normally post on the internet. To be honest, I feel like I just haven't been having the best of time lately, which is ironic because I've been so good lately and I keep talking about that on all my platforms, how just in 2022, I've been focusing so much on my mental health, my physical health, balance. And for a while, I really got to a place of just like pure happiness. But then obviously life happens sometimes, like things just don't go our way. And I have to remind myself of that all the time. And this week and the past couple of weeks has been like a prime example of that and having to remind myself that everything's going to be fine. Like I tend to focus on the negatives when they happen instead of focusing on the positives, and that can just spiral you into such a negative headspace and just sad girl hours. And I don't love that, but that's kind of where I'm at. At the same time, we're still good. I still am trying to look at things with a glass half full mentality. I'm about to go get a green juice from Nectar, which is like one of my favorite juice places. And I just got home from the best trip. You guys know if you follow me on Instagram, or even if you listened to my last podcast episode, I talked about how Hunter and I were going to San Diego for a trip, and we just got home 2 days ago. I've never been so content and happy in an area than I was in San Diego. We met amazing people. Shout out Lauren and Keikoa. They were just the sweetest couple. Some of you guys might know Lauren from YouTube. It's Lauren Doan. And yeah, just in general, the past couple of weeks, like really fun things have happened. So I'm not saying I'm like in this terrible space or anything like that. I've just had like the normal struggles the past couple of days. I've been kind of down on myself, and we're going to talk about it in today's episode. We're really going to focus on negative self-talk, being hard on yourself, and pretty much just getting in your own way when trying to reach your goals. And I always say this whenever I'm talking about goals, it doesn't have to be fitness goals. It doesn't have to be wellness related. It could be work related, school related, self-growth, any type of goal that you have. Every tip that I give, it can all be related to different types of goals. So that's kind of what this episode's going to be. And I don't want to be hypocritical, so I'm saying this right at the beginning. I'm not the most positive person in terms of self-love. I have struggled with self-love for such a long time in my life,
And that's why it's become such a huge part of my platforms, is because it's something that I struggle with. So I feel like I have a lot of insight because I've gone through so much with it. And I've been on this self-love journey for so long that I feel like I've learned so much that I can help you guys on your self-love journey. And yeah, so I'm not this like self-love creator because I'm so good at self-love. It's almost like the opposite, where I have made this self-love niche because it's something that I've struggled with. And I'm totally fine with saying that. I honestly love like bringing to light the things that I don't love about myself or the things that I struggle with, because for me, I work through them faster and better that way. But my focus for the upcoming week is going to be self-love, because I've just been struggling with it, like I mentioned. And it's not the best feeling when you are struggling with self-love, because it's such a big part of your mood, how you feel about yourself. So I really, really want to work on the things that I know help me in my self-love journey, like journaling, affirmations, writing I am statements. So like, I am worthy, whatever. Things that are just going to affirm me to make me feel better. Another thing that I love to do is like compliment myself actually in the mirror, which sounds like super cringy and also kind of feels cringy, I'm not going to lie, but it really does help me. I don't know what it is. I think just like giving yourself a compliment, not needing someone else to give you a compliment. I feel like maybe it feels so good because I'm so quick to compliment other people. I always want other people to feel good. Like that's like one of my biggest personality traits, is I compliment people so much on just the things that I love about them. I always want to tell them how I feel. So when I do it to myself, it just feels so good. It's one of my favorite ways to show myself self-love. And then another way is just self-care acts. So doing all of the habits that make me feel really good, taking baths, having self-care nights, working out, eating foods that make me feel good emotionally, physically, and yeah, just like sticking to all those like really feel good habits. Those are ways that I show myself self-love. And those are like the key points to my self-love journey, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, that's my focus for the week. And if you've been struggling with anything like that recently, which you might be, because this whole episode and the title was about just being easier on yourself, then I really, really encourage you to have that mindset this week. Just have that word in mind all week: self-love, self-care, self-appreciation. And coming from experience, I promise it will make you feel a lot better. But let's get into the episode. I touched on it a little bit, but the episode today is fully going to be about just getting out of your own way, stopping that negative self-talk, being hard on yourself, and really just making your life harder in general. It's something I struggle with, I'm not going to lie. I mentioned that I haven't had the best like 2 weeks with self-care, self-love. And I'll give you like an exact example of this. And it's something that's small, but when it has to do with self-love, it feels like so deep. So I'll give you an example. I think if anyone watches my YouTube channel, you know that I overthink a lot of my content and will cut me ranting out of it. And that's a huge reason why I started my podcast, because I love having just the amount of time to just share my thoughts. And I put so much pressure on myself to come across the way that I want to everyone. So for example, if I'm posting a morning routine video, I need to make it super clear in that video that I don't do this every morning, that this is just a goal. And I have just put this huge like pressure on my content to always be this like super uplifting, safe space, even if someone's only watching one video, which is so incredibly hard to do. And it can also be annoying to people who are watching every video, which is why I have to overthink my content and I cut things out. I'm like, oh, I've said that too many times. Like, it's annoying. And then like, I'll rewatch it. I'm like, well, I kind of want to put it back in, because what if someone's just clicking on my video and they don't know that I promote this super balanced lifestyle, you know? So that's a huge way of why I like overthink. And just YouTube in general, I'm so hard on myself. And rewatching your own content is just the weirdest feeling in the world. And it has truly not done the best for my mental health. And I could do literally an entire episode about just being a social media influencer and how I feel like it really has been a struggle for me mentally. Of course, there's just such an amazing side of it, and just getting getting to connect with you guys will always like override any type of negative thought or negative comment or emotion that I feel with doing this job. But at the same time, there is things with this job that I struggle with mentally, and especially being this person that it's really easy for me to go down this rabbit hole of, oh, I'm annoying, or my voice sounds weird, or just things like that. So that's just a very, very little example of me just being so, so hard on myself when there's no need. And just being harder on myself than other people are being of me. And even though that's such a small, small example, it felt really big, even though I know that it's fine. And I'm being so hard on myself for what reason? Everyone struggles like this. And everyone is so hard on themselves. And I don't know why. I don't know why I do it. I don't know why my best friends do it. I don't know why my boyfriend does it. Because it hurts me to hear someone else be so hard on themselves. And I don't want to get emotional because I am so passionate about this topic, as I'm sure you guys know. But it really does. Like, when I start thinking of like my mom being super hard on herself, when to me, she is the best person in the world. And I love her so much. And I think of all these positive things when I think of her. And then if she were to be saying the things about herself that I say about myself, I would be so upset because I just think she's the best person ever and I want her to have self-love. So when I'm in this like negative mindset of negative self-talking, something I have to do is put that idea in my head and think of it as, I want to be nice to myself the way that I wish other people were nice to themselves.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to show myself the self-love that I try and teach my mom to be towards herself, or I try and teach my friends to be towards themselves, or that I try and teach you guys to be towards yourself. So it's of course so much easier said than done, and that's why I still struggle with things, even though I'm a motivational podcaster or a self-love influencer. I'm still struggling with these things, and I think the internet in general never shares this side where if you're a self-love influencer, people want you to always be that self-love person. Or if you're a productivity influencer, you always have to show your productive self, when that is so unrealistic. And I'm trying to fight that idea or environment on social media, just like the perfect lifestyle that social media portrays. Because even I'll like talk to someone and they'll be like, oh, I wish I could be as productive as you. Or, oh, I wish that I could wake up every morning at 5 a.m. And I'm like, wait, I don't. Like, maybe you watched one video where I did that, but I don't do it every day. And I talk a lot about self-love, but I don't do it every day. And that's so important for you guys to remember when you're watching social media, listening to podcasts. Just don't compare yourself to this idea of perfection, because it's not realistic and nobody is perfect. And I want to tell you guys all of the things that actually do help me when I am in this mindset, and I'm going to do every single one of them today. And I think that's why it's a perfect time to talk about this on my podcast, because I'm going through it literally right now, and some of you guys might be too since you clicked on this episode. But I mentioned one of them, which I already did this morning, and it was like affirmation journaling. And I want to go into the details of this, because I always say I journal. I always say I do affirmations, but I don't really give like specifics. One thing that I for sure do is I write a list as long as I can go, like with writing, until like my hand literally hurts or I'm just like genuinely so bored, and I force myself to keep going. And I feel like that's something that has made a difference, is instead of just like writing three things, which to someone else, a 3-point list might be their end point of, oh my gosh, I'm so bored or I can't go any longer. But for me, it's like longer than that until I'm like, okay, my hand hurts or I can't think of any more in this moment. I just really try and push myself to its limit with really thinking about the things that I genuinely love about myself or even want to love more about myself or focus on more. Like, for example, today, let's use the example I just said. If I feel like I felt like I was being annoying, I would write an affirmation that fully counteracts that thought and say, I am not annoying. It could be as simple as that. Or I'm such a fun person to be around. I'm so fun to listen to. You know, like just literally taking exactly what you're struggling with or having that negative self-talk about and meeting it with the exact opposite affirmation. This has truly changed my life, and I already did it this morning. I'm probably gonna have to do it again today because I'm just struggling more the past couple of weeks. And yeah, it just a way to shift your mindset away from those like terrible thoughts, really, because nothing good comes from negative self-talking. And I've talked about this a lot, but I'm someone who negative self-talks during workouts. And I've been so good at changing that habit that I know it's doable. So if you do it, I promise you, if you put your mind to it, you can change that habit. And not just in fitness, if you have this tendency to negative self-talk after hanging out with friends or after recording a podcast, filming a YouTube video, whatever it is, whatever your thing is, if you're really bad at negative self-talking after that, just know that practicing can help change that. Another thing I want you guys to think about is the actual fact that negative self-talk will never push you in the right direction. There's no type of benefit that negative self-talk can give us, you know? So sometimes when I am doing that and I'm like listing a million things in my head where I'm like, okay, well, this is going wrong and I don't like this about me and this is another thing and this is another thing. It's like this circle that you just keep falling further and further down, and it is only pushing us further away from where we want to be. And in no way will it ever like lift us up. I have never been in a negative self-talk spiral and come out the other end of it in a better place. So you don't want to just sit there and just constantly be mean towards yourself and tear yourself down, because it's not nice to do. You wouldn't do it to your best friend, to your mom. I always say that. You want to treat yourself the way that you would treat someone that you absolutely love. And I think a lot of people forget that self-care is more than just what you're saying to yourself and what you're thinking, but it's also what you're doing. And this is a huge reason why I fell in love with fitness, because it was a way for me to express love towards myself without having to like talk, you know, without having to be like having positive self-talk. Because again, I've struggled with it. It's something I've struggled with. But something I haven't struggled with, and something I would say is one of my best qualities, is showing up for myself and doing things to show myself love rather than like say it, you know, because saying it, I struggle with, you know, I can talk myself into circles and self-hatred, and I have this like negative, I forget what it's called, but like sometimes I like make jokes and stuff about myself and I'm like, oh, I'm just annoying. Like, that's fine. I'm just like totally kidding. But it's when I'm actually like saying like, I hate when I'm so loud, or I hate when I just get so talkative, when it's like, that's you, that's your personality. Like, that's just who you are. And you have to be okay with every single version of yourself. And back to what I was saying, I'm very good at showing myself love. And fitness is one of those things for me that is a direct act of saying, I love my body. I'm going to the gym because I love my body and I want it to be at its best potential. I want it to feel its best. I want it to perform its best. I want my mental health to be its best. And it's always been a way for me to show love to myself. And some people do look at fitness in a way of not showing love to yourself, and they want to go to the gym to change what they look like or to change themselves. And yes, I went through a period of time where that was like one of my main focuses, was just like the aesthetics of working out. And that's why I fully changed that mindset. I'm not here to tell you guys like whether or not to focus on like muscle gain or whatever, because everyone's different. And again, I say this all the time, I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying that when I go to the gym, my mindset is because I love myself. And I'm not even talking about like what your goal is for working out in terms of like if you're going there to gain muscle or whatever it is. The reason it was so negative for me when I was at the gym is because the mindset was, I don't like the body I'm in right now and I want to change it. Whereas no matter what your goal is, I think it's important to not have the mindset of, I hate the body I have right now, or I hate the way this body feels and I want to get to this other point. Shift the mindset to, I love my body and I'm here because I do love it and I want what's best for my body. So for me, it was just such a mindset change of just wanting to give my body the best I could, you know, emotionally, physically, everything. So for me, fitness is one of those things. Fueling my body with healthy foods is one of those things, because I know myself and I know I'm always in a better mood. I feel better. My stomach isn't in pain and I have energy when I'm eating healthy foods. And yeah, healthy is going to be different to anyone, obviously. And for me, I love to balance nutritious foods with also like mentally healthy foods. But I eat to, yes, feel good, but also I will never like deprive myself or restrict myself. I want to mentally be happy, physically be happy. And for me, it was just finding a balance between the two things and just listening to my body. And eventually my body knew when it was craving nutritional foods and knew when it was craving foods that might make me feel a little bit blah, but mentally it'll feel really good. So that's another way that I show myself love rather than just saying it. Another thing is who like I surround myself with. I love being around people who uplift me, and I swear my personality type just feeds off of other people's energy. If someone else is in a bad mood or a negative mood and I'm around them all the time, like I will start to feel that way. And I think that that is kind of how everyone is, because who you surround yourself with, that's kind of a reflection of you, your circle, your friends, it matters. So I've always said this, I would literally rather have zero friends than have friends that I didn't agree with what they were saying, what they were doing, how they were making me feel, you know, like I just would. That's my personality type. And I think it's important to surround yourself with people that make you feel good, say things that you agree with, and just uplift you, because that's what's important. And also be that friend to other people and just make sure that you are being the best friend that you can be. Be easy on yourself. You know, we all have those days, but also be a good friend. And that's just a huge, huge habit that I do to show myself love. And even just like relationships, you guys know I'm dating someone that I've been dating for 5 years. And throughout the past 5 years, I have felt so loved and uplifted by him. And if there was a second where I didn't, I wouldn't be with him anymore. And I've had relationships in the past and I've always stuck up for myself. And if I get to a point where this person no longer is fueling me or uplifting me, then they're no longer going to be in my life. And I think it is a huge self-love habit to be able to stick up for yourself and distance yourself from things and people that don't uplift you or treat you the way that you want to be treated. And it's really just that simple. And again, like things are definitely harder done than said. And that's one of those things, like cutting off friendships or relationships. It's not an easy thing, especially because everyone wants friends. Like we all want to have friends and it's really hard. And I've definitely put myself in positions of having like way less friends and cutting people off because I just didn't like the way that I felt. And I get in my head sometimes and think that it's selfish, but even if it is selfish, I think it's crucial and it's a huge way to show yourself self-love and push you like further and closer to like happiness. And that is just the goal. I think that should be one goal that everyone has, is just pure happiness. I want to be happy at the end of the day. I want to be happy when I wake up in the morning. And it's one of my biggest goals that sometimes I forget to say because it's like, oh, duh, we all want to be happy. But like, we should be aware that that is a goal and that's like something we should be working towards. And if there's things that are making us unhappy, we should not be doing them anymore. I feel like this episode got super chatty, almost ranty, and I think that's okay because a lot of my episodes have been like, here is 5 tips and these are the exact ways that you can better your life. And I love that. I love listening to them. I love that you guys love them. But at the same time, we have to also know that I'm not perfect and I struggle with stuff. And sometimes, even if you're coming to my podcast for tips, sometimes what you might need is just knowing that you're not alone and you aren't alone. Whether you're dealing with self-love issues or your fitness progress isn't coming on the way that you want or as fast as you want, or you're just not reaching your goals, whatever it is, whatever you are struggling with, literally anything. It could be boyfriend problems, friendship problems. I just want you to know that you're not alone. And you could come onto my page or my podcast and think, oh my God, her life is perfect. I even have talked to my friends that like watch my social media and I'll be like, oh, like this one day I was struggling with this. And they're like, oh my God, I literally would never have thought that from your platforms. They'll be like, even though you do try to like show a realistic side to your life, like at the end of the day, it's so hard to get that across on social media. And it's honestly impossible because there's nothing wrong with wanting to be your best self on social media. There really is nothing wrong, especially when you want people to feel uplifted when they leave your page. You don't want to always be dragging the conversation into a rant or crying on film, you know. But yeah, I just want you guys to know that I definitely struggle with things. You are not alone. I also think it's so important for me to mention that I'm praying for everyone in Ukraine right now, and I can't even imagine, and I just had to say something. So with that being said, I want to end this episode off with a journal entry. The journal entry this week is, this is the way that someone else who loves me would describe me. Then you will write like kind of like a third person point of view of you. So like, she is so fun to be around. She is so energetic. And yeah, I just think that's like the cutest little journal prompt. So I hope you guys enjoy that one. I'm going to do it this week too. I haven't done it yet. Let me know if you guys like that journal prompt. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. I absolutely love you guys. I could sit here and talk for literally hours, and I am already excited for next week. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in the next one. Have the best week, and I love you.